desde que el Señor fue expuesto ante nuestros ojos.
From the time that the Lord was exposed before our eyes.
Me parecía como si una película de diferentes eventos de los pasajes del Evangelio pasaran ante mis ojos.
It seemed as if a movie with different passages from the gospel passed before my eyes.
Podía ver al ciego de la piscina de Bethsaida.
I could see the blind man beside the pool of Bethsaida.
A quien el Señor saca afuera y con su saliva va sanando sus ojos.
And how the Lord took him outside and with his saliva healed his eyes.
El hijo de Naín, a quien el Señor resucita.
The son of the widow of Naín, who the Lord raised from the dead.
La mujer hemorroísa que después de tantos años, con solo tocar el borde del manto del Señor es sanada.
The hemorrhaging woman, who after suffering for so many years, only touched the tassel on the Lord's cloak and was healed.
El ciego de Jericó que pide misericordia y pide ver.
The blind man of Jericho, who asked for mercy, who begged for mercy, and asked to see.
Y así iban pasando frente a mi corazón y mis ojos tantos diferentes momentos en que el Señor manifestaba su misericordia.
And so in passing before my eyes and my heart, so many times that the Lord manifested His glory, His mercy.
Luego vino a mi mente el pasaje de Zaqueo.
Then the passage of Zacchaeus came to my mind.
Ese pequeño hombre que para ver a Jesús se subió en un árbol.
The man who is short who climbed a tree to be able to see Jesus.
O el pasaje donde aquel paralítico que no pueden ya hacerlo entrar en la casa donde Jesús se encuentra y lo bajan a través de hacer un hueco en el techo.
Or the paralytic who couldn't find an entry into the house where Jesus was for the multitude of people, and his friends lowered him through the roof.
La multiplicación de los panes. Cuando el Señor ve con compasión a la multitud.
The multiplication of the loaves. For the Lord had mercy on the crowds.
Y así podríamos pasar toda la noche contemplando la misericordia de Jesús.
And so we could spend the whole night contemplating the mercy of Jesus.
Esa misericordia que caminó en medio de la humanidad, tocándola, sanándola, restaurándola.
That mercy who walked in the midst of humanity, touching it, healing it, and restoring it.
¿Cuántos acudían a escuchar su enseñanza?
How many gathered to him to hear his teachings?
Porque esa enseñanza, como nos dicen los evangelios, estaba llena de autoridad, o sea, tenía el poder de cambiar el corazón.
Because as the gospel tells us, the teaching was full of authority. He had the power to heal and to transform our hearts.
Unos los buscaban para escucharle.
Some sought him to listen to him.
Unos los buscaban porque querían simplemente verlo.
Some sought him simply to see him.
Unos simplemente le tocaban.
Some simply to touch him.
Otros gritaban misericordia.
Others cried out for mercy.
El Señor, Dios hecho hombre, la misericordia encarnada.
The Lord, God made man, mercy incarnate.
Tocaba a la humanidad y se dejaba tocar por la humanidad.
Touched humanity and allowed himself to be touched by humanity.
No pasaba indiferente ante el sufrimiento humano, sino que pasaba aliviándolo.
He didn't pass by indifferent to the suffering of humanity, but rather he passed by touching it.
Pasaba consolando al que sufría.
He went consoling the one who suffered.
Fortaleciendo al que estaba débil.
Strengthening the ones who were weak.
Sanando al que estaba enfermo.
Healing those who were sick.
Dando alimento al que pasaba hambre.
Giving food to those who were hungry.
En fin, pasaba sanando a la humanidad.
Ultimately, he went healing humanity.
Porque eso es misericordia.
Because that is mercy.
El amor que camina en medio de la miseria.
Love that walks in the midst of misery.
Para elevarla, para sanarla, para elevarla a su plenitud.
To elevate, to restore, and to bring it to its fullness.
Yo siento que el Señor quiere hacer con nosotros hoy lo mismo.
I feel that the Lord tonight wants to do the same with us.
Cada uno vino aquí por una razón diferente, buscando al Señor.
Each one of us came for a different reason, seeking the Lord.
Unos vinieron buscando su consuelo.
Some came seeking his consolation.
Unos vinieron buscando su fortaleza.
Others came seeking his fortitude.
Unos vinieron buscando respuestas a sus inquietudes.
Others came seeking answers to their restlessness.
Sabiduría para enfrentar las dificultades de la vida.
Seeking wisdom to confront the difficulties in life.
Otros vinieron como Zaqueo, subiendo las dificultades de los árboles de sus hogares y su vida para poder ver al Señor.
Others came like Zacchaeus, climbing the tree of the difficulties in their lives and their families, just to see the Lord.
Otros vinieron conformándose con solo verlo de lejos, con solamente tocar la orla de su manto.
Others came content with only touching the hem of his cloak.
Y no importa, Jesús es el mismo.
It doesn't matter, because Jesus is the same.
Y Él va a caminar en medio de nosotros.
And He's going to walk among us.
Y Él va a estar respondiéndote a ti personalmente.
And He's going to be responding to you personally.
Igual que al ciego le quitó la ceguera.
Just like He removed the blindness from the blind man.
Y al mudo lo hizo hablar.
And the mute he made speak.
Y al sordo lo hizo oír.
And the deaf he made hear.
Y a la hemorroísa le sanó.
And the woman who was hemorrhaging he healed.
Y no hubo más sangramiento.
And she didn't need any more treatment.
Y al que venía muerto le dio la vida.
Those who came to him dead received life.
Y los que venían a escucharle, le escucharon, y escucharon la verdad que nos hace libre.
And those who came to hear him teach, heard the truth that sets us free.
Jesús va a pasar respondiendo a la razón de tu llegada.
Jesus is going to walk, responding to the need that you came with tonight.
Tal vez vienes con el peso de un trabajo.
Perhaps with the weight of the work.
Y el Señor va a tocar esa área.
The Lord is going to touch that area.
Tal vez has venido con miedo.
Perhaps you came with fear.
Y el Señor te llenará de su amor y expulsará ese temor.
The Lord is going to touch you with his love and expel that fear.
Su amor es universal.
His love is universal.
Pero su amor es personal también.
But his love is also personal.
Y él es el único que conoce lo que hay en tu corazón.
And he is the only one who knows what is in your heart.
Lo que más necesitas y por lo que más viniste.
What you need the most and why you came.
Y él va a pasar dándote la respuesta a esa razón de tu llegada.
He is going to walk, giving you the answer to why you came.
Por eso cuando Jesús pase, díganle de corazón lo que necesitan de él.
And so when Jesus walks by you, tell him with all of your heart what it is that you need.
Pídale lo que más necesiten.
Ask him what you most need.
Para que él pase derramando su misericordia.
So that he can walk by pouring out his mercy.
No tengas miedo de estrechar tu mano.
Do not be afraid to extend your hand.
Y decirle, Señor, lo único que necesito de ti.
And tell him, Lord, the only thing I need from you
es sentirte cerca.
Is to feel you close.
Que no estoy solo en este mundo, que no estoy sola en este mundo.
That I might not be alone in this world.
Señor, quizás lo único que necesito es que escuche mis plegarias por mis hijos.
Lord, perhaps the one thing I need of you is for you to listen to my pleas for my children.
Solo tú puedes llegar a ellos, Señor.
Only you can reach them, Lord.
Y a ellos te los presento, Señor.
And I present them to you.
Tal vez vengo sintiéndome muy chiquitico, Señor.
Maybe I come feeling very small.
Y necesito subirme a un árbol para que me veas.
And I need to climb a tree so that you see me.
Sin saber que tú ya me has visto antes de que yo suba, Señor.
Without knowing that he has seen me before I have come and climbed that tree.
No tengan miedo a pedirle al Señor lo que más necesitan.
Do not be afraid to ask the Lord what you most need.
Señor, necesito que me sanes.
Lord, I need you to heal me.
Señor, necesito perdonar.
Lord, I need to forgive.
Señor, necesito ser perdonado.
Lord, I need to be forgiven.
Señor, necesito sabiduría.
Lord, I need wisdom.
Señor, necesito caminar.
Lord, I need to walk.
Señor, necesito. Y permitan al Señor que haga esa obra de misericordia con ustedes.
Lord, I need. And allow the Lord to do that work of mercy in you.
Díganle a él lo que necesitan.
Tell him what it is that you need.
En todos los pasajes del Evangelio.
In all the passages of the Gospel.
Hombres y mujeres le presentaron a Jesús su necesidad.
Men and women presented their needs before Jesus.
Y Jesús respondió con misericordia.
And Jesus responded with mercy.
Lord, I go.
Dígale a Jesús que necesita. El Señor es el buen samaritano.
The Lord is the good Samaritan.
Que camina entre nosotros.
Who walks among us.
Y no nos ve con indiferencia ni pasa de lejos.
And he does not with indifference does he walk by.
Sino que se detiene ante cada uno de nosotros.
But he stops before each one of us.
Para sanar nuestras heridas,
to heal our wounds,
para vendar nuestras llagas,
to bind our wounds,
para rociarnos su óleo,
to sprinkle us with his oil,
para llevarnos donde necesitemos ir para ser sanados,
to take us where we need to go to be healed.
Hasta que su obra está completa.
Until his work is complete.
Estuvo dispuesto a pagar todo el precio por nuestra salvación y nuestra sanación.
He was disposed to pay the full price for our healing and our salvation.
Y el buen samaritano está caminando en medio de nosotros.
The good Samaritan is walking among us.
El único que no pasa de lejos.
The only one who doesn't walk far from us.
Pero mira nuestra realidad.
But he gazes upon our reality.
Para sanarnos, para salvarnos.
To heal us and to save us.
Por eso dígale.
For this reason, tell him.
Lord, I need you.
Necesito el paralítico.
I need you, just as the paralytic needed you.
Te necesito como te necesitó ese joven que había muerto.
I need you just as the young man who had died needed you.
Te necesito como la hemorroísa.
I need you just like the hemorrhaging woman needed you.
Te necesito, Señor. Necesito tu misericordia.
Lord, I need you. I need your mercy.
Tú conoces mi necesidad, Señor. Solo tú la conoces.
Lord, you know my need, and only you know it.
Y por eso juntos te cantamos.
And so together we sing to you.
Como Zaqueo.
I need you like Zacchaeus needed you.
Te necesito como María Magdalena.
I need you as Mary Magdalene needed you.
Te necesito como te necesito Pedro y Mateo.
I need you as Peter and Matthew needed you.
Te necesito, Señor, como esas multitudes que te buscaban para escucharte.
I need you like a multitude of people who came to you looking for you.
Solo tú, Señor, eres la misericordia encarnada.
Only you, Lord, are mercy incarnate.
El que pasa entre la humanidad sufriente.
The one who walks amid suffering humanity.
Tocándonos.
Touching us.
Mirándonos.
Gazing upon us.
Escuchándonos.
Listening to us.
Y sanándonos.
And healing us.
Al Señor.
Let's give a strong applause to the Lord.
Fuerte el aplauso.
Necesitamos,
Señor.
We call you, Lord.
Escúchame, Señor.
Hear me, Lord.
Hermoso es sabernos tan amados.
How beautiful it is to see ourselves so loved.
Jesús nos ha visto, hermanos.
Jesus has seen you, brothers and sisters.
A cada uno de nosotros.
Each one of you.
Jesús ha visto tu necesidad.
Jesus has seen your need.
Jesús ha escuchado tu clamor.
He has heard you crying out.
Jesús ha pasado cerca de ti.
Jesus has passed by close to you.
Como el buen samaritano.
As the good Samaritan.
Y ha pasado tocando.
He has gone touching.
Tu necesidad.
Your need.
Porque para eso vino al mundo.
To bring his life to the world. For that he came to the world.
El amor vino al mundo.
Love came to the world.
Para manifestar su misericordia.
To manifest his mercy.
Para sanarnos y salvarnos.
To heal and to save us.
Para mostrar su cercanía.
To give us his closeness.
Para pasar haciendo el bien.
To go around doing good.
Y hoy Jesús caminó entre nosotros.
And today Jesus walked among us.
Escuchándonos decirle.
Listening to him. Listen to
Lord,
him.